This one's for Mary. Actually, a couple of you have asked whether I really enjoyed my first encounter with Mary, and the answer is very much yes. Maybe I didn't convey it very well, and it might have been a different type of enjoyment than I get with some of my other clients, but variety is the spice of life, as they say. Anyway, for a while I was a frequent visitor to Mary's place, and this is the story of my second visit. Mary, I remember the first time we met was when I did a handyman job for you. I accidentally brushed against your breast and things just went on from there. And my first impression when I met you was of a bubbly, middle-aged, red-headed British lady, fairly short and with a full and attractive figure, very friendly but quite proper, in fact, pretty straight-laced. Little did I know. We had made love on a first encounter in a slightly awkward but fairly passionate way, and I remember being amazed at the sight of your beautiful clit. I couldn't get it out of my mind. All I could think about was this straight-laced woman walking around hiding that beautiful thing inside her knickers. Since then I've discovered another side of you. I've seen the reigniting of a vital and adventurous woman. It really started to change with that second meeting. You didn't even pretend you needed a handyman job done. You just phoned and asked when I could come round. The next afternoon, when I knocked at the door, you opened it almost immediately, as though you'd been waiting behind it. You were wearing a pretty blue and white blouse and a darker blue skirt, both more feminine than the clothes you were wearing when we first met, and this time you were clearly not wearing a bra. I could see the contour of your lovely full breasts through the material of your blouse, and your nipples were making their presence known, begging for attention. I just wanted to reach out and grab them. I felt an immediate stirring between my legs. You invited me in and made small talk, asking me how my day had been. I guess although we'd made love last time, it was a bit awkward meeting again a week or so later. I made small talk too, asking how you had been since we last met. Then I asked if you had any more shelves you needed putting up. No, you said, that wasn't why you'd asked me to come round. An uncertain smile began to break out on your face, and it looked beautiful. It was as though there was something you were excited about, but unsure how I would react, and you didn't want to appear too eager. I have a surprise, you said eventually. I'm wearing special knickers. You said that Michael had liked them, and you were sure I would too. You had my full attention. You lifted the back of your skirt to give me just a glimpse of your knickers. They were black and silky, and they clung to your rounded bottom. Just the action of you lifting your skirt and the sight of the material stretched across your flesh was a real turn-on. But I still wasn't sure what made the knickers special. I reached down and fondled your backside. The warm flesh of your rounded buttocks felt sumptuous through the material. You gave me a penetrating look while I gently squeezed at your bottom. Then you reached round and put your hand on mine, removing it from your backside, and you led me down the hallway to the kitchen without a word. Once in the kitchen, you hitched up your skirt again, leaned over, resting your forearms on the table, and offered your backside to me. I must have hesitated. You turned round suddenly uncertain. I'm sorry, you said. This is what Michael always wanted. And I just thought, no, that's fine, I said. You look beautiful, and I love the knickers. I put my hand on your backside again and rubbed it gently over your buttocks. Then I noticed why they were special knickers. They had a neat slit cut in the crotch that gaped open a little as I rubbed my hand over your bottom, giving me occasional teasing glimpses of your pussy with its pink flesh and wispy hairs. I shifted my hand down and slid a finger between your thighs to the opening in your knickers. It served its purpose, providing easy access for my finger to explore your pussy. You seemed a little uncomfortable, or maybe it was me, so I took hold of your arm and lifted gently. You stood up and faced me. I put my arms around you and gave you a hug. You wrapped your arms around my waist and squeezed. We stood there in silence, just holding each other for quite a while before you told me that it was a long time since you had let yourself go with a man. You told me how you felt so comfortable with Michael, partly because you knew what he wanted, what made him happy. "But what do you want?" I asked. You looked back at me. "I want you to excite me the way you did last time," you said. "In that case," I said, "I'll do my best." Then, somewhat to my surprise, you turned back to the kitchen table, leaned over and presented your beautiful backside again. I lifted your skirt to expose those special knickers and your succulent bottom masked by the silky black material. I placed one hand on the back of your knickers and moved it slowly across your bottom, sliding the material gently over your skin. With the other hand, I reached back down between your legs, seeking out the slit in your knickers and parting it to slide my finger through to your soft pussy lips. They were rather dry, so I put my hand to my mouth and applied some saliva to my fingers before returning them, taking care not to get too much of it on your knickers as I passed through the secret passageway back to your pussy. With that little bit of lubrication, my finger slid easily back and forward between your pussy lips and gently up inside you. You were already wet inside, and my finger moved easily as I stroked it slowly up and down against the delicate walls of your pussy. I reached up with my other hand and stroked the back of your neck, toying gently with your hair as I continued to play with your pussy. I had been dying to touch that beautiful clit that I'd enjoyed so much last time. I remembered it as being large and demanding. I slid my fingers further down between your legs to find it. You spread your legs a little further apart to give me better access. It was just as I remembered it, large and firm, and with the juices that I brought from your pussy, my fingers slid back and forward over it with ease. I could feel it popping out from between my fingers as they slid back down along its length. I moved my other hand from stroking over the outside of your knickers and slipped it inside the elasticated top to feel the flesh of your bottom directly. I could see through the material of your knickers the contour of my hand exploring your cheeks, rubbing back and forward slowly and squeezing. Every now and then I brought my hand to a stop so I could stroke a finger gently between your cheeks. I slid my thumb into your pussy and stroked the front wall while my fingers played with your clit. You seemed to particularly enjoy that. You settled into a rhythmic, deep breathing, combined with an occasional sigh, and you pushed back against my hand as I ran my fingers back and forth over your slippery clit. After a while, though, you asked me to use my mouth. "I'd love to," I said, "but I'll need you sitting down." I withdrew my thumb from your pussy, gave your clit a last affectionate squeeze. You sat down on a wooden kitchen chair and spread your legs. The slit in your knickers was large enough that I could see a little of your pussy peeking through the slightly frayed edges of the cut in the material. It looked delightful, moist and pink and hairy, but I couldn't quite see your clit. I knelt down between your legs and lifted your knickers so the gap in them widened and exposed your pussy in all its glory. Your pussy lips were glistening and plump with wispy reddish hairs, and nestled up at the top was that magnificent pink clit that I had fallen in love with last time. I kissed it hello. It seemed to throb in response. I clasped my lips around it and sucked rhythmically, running my lips up the length of it with each suck and brushing my tongue against the tip on the inside of my mouth. "Oh, you do that so well," you said, but can you touch me as well? And with that you eased yourself closer to the edge of the chair, so I was able to reach up and play with your pussy. While I continued sucking on your clit, I pushed my finger up between your pussy lips, running my knuckle up and down the opening to your pussy. I felt the slippery flesh at the edge of your pussy rippling over my knuckle as I stroked it slowly back and forward. Then I slipped my finger further up inside you. Your body welcomed it. The inside of your pussy caressed my finger as I stroked it slowly back and forward, curling it round to press against the front wall of your pussy, all the while sucking on your clit and flicking my tongue over the tip. That seemed to work well for you, as your body tensed and you let out a few gasps, followed by what sounded like a sob, and your body shuddered and went limp. Then you started laughing, and you put your hand on my head, signaling me to stop, saying that you needed to rest a while. I sat back on my heels. Then you asked me to stand up, so I stood up. You leaned forward, undid my shorts and pulled them down, followed by my briefs. You wrapped one hand firmly round my prick, which was pretty limp at that stage, and you cupped my balls with the other hand. The touch of your hands was like electricity, sending shivers through my body. You started pulling slowly on my prick, squeezing it and gently massaging my balls. After a short while you said, "You sit here." I stepped back as you stood up, and then I sat down on the chair, not knowing quite what to expect. You grabbed a cushion from another chair and placed it at my feet. I parted my legs and you knelt on the cushion between my legs, resting your arms on my thighs. Then you clasped my balls in one hand, squeezed the base of my prick with the other, and to my delight, you took my prick into your mouth and started sucking on it. You sucked hard as you drew your head away from me, pulling on my prick and drawing blood into it. At the same time, you played with my balls, fondling and gently rubbing your fingers across them. Once my prick was a bit stiffer, you switched to shorter strokes with your mouth, just popping the head of my prick quickly in and out between your lips, and that felt wonderful as my prick popped out and pushed back into your mouth past your luscious lips. I still love the way you suck and play with me. Your fondling and squeezing of my balls in particular sends waves of pleasure through my body. It wasn't long before my prick was rock hard, and judging by the expression on your face and the occasional you were quite pleased with how it shaped up, because this would have been the first time you'd got a good look at it. When you were satisfied it wasn't going to get any bigger, you stopped sucking on it. You stood up and straddled my legs, positioned yourself above my lap, and guided my prick up through the hole in your knickers to your pussy, before lowering yourself onto it. I felt my prick slide fully up inside you. Once you were in position, your thighs balancing on mine, supporting your weight, with your feet off the floor, you grabbed my shirt around the collar to give yourself some leverage and started into a rocking motion, sliding yourself back and forward so you pulled off my prick and then rolled back onto it. It was a wonderful sensation, feeling my prick disappearing right up inside you, with your body pressing down on it. I can only imagine what it felt like for you. I undid the buttons on your blouse to expose your beautiful breasts, which were full and round, bouncing slightly as you rocked back and forward. The sight of them bouncing just added to the vision of a woman riding free, knowing what she wanted and taking it. I reached down and slipped a couple of fingers into the slit in your knickers to play with your clit again. I steadied my hand on my body and held my fingers in just the right place, so as you rocked back and forward, you brushed your clit across them. You closed your eyes as you seemed to disappear into your own world, gradually increasing the pace and energy of your rocking, building up to a wild ride. I was totally carried away, under your control, a vehicle for you to act out or relive whatever fantasy you were in, and I loved it. I was part of it, although I didn't know what it was. You started moaning, almost grunting, rhythmically, with each rocking slide back and forward on my prick, your clit still rubbing up against my fingers. I love to hear you enjoy yourself like that. Eventually you came with a series of long, loud moans. You slowed a little then and moved my hand away from your clit, but you seemed to want to continue feeling my prick push hard up inside you. You reached around behind you and grabbed my balls, squeezing and stroking them rhythmically, expertly, with one finger stretched down beneath them, stroking between my legs. You took me to the edge of a cliff and I got dizzy. I was totally in your control as you rocked back and forward with my prick pushing deep up inside your body. I was already close to the edge, and it took only a few more well-practiced tugs and strokes on my balls to send me off into a free fall. You brought me to a powerful extended climax as my body shuddered and I gasped for breath. As you continued to rock back and forward with my prick deep up inside you and to fondle my balls, I was in ecstasy for what seemed like an age. Then I put my arms around your waist, and we just sat there holding each other for a while. You were clearly a woman who knew what she wanted and how to get it, and who was able to give enormous pleasure at the same time. The change from the initial impression I had of the woman I met a week or two ago was dramatic. I was just grateful for the opportunity to experience that change and hoped that I had contributed to it in some way. Then you offered me a cup of tea. I guess some things never change.